Saga Egmont presents Death in the Cloisters by Valentina Morelli, translated from German by Edward Maltby, and read by Sarah Alexander. 1.
This place looks like a pigsty. You know, Isabella, when I give you responsibility for something, I expect you to take it seriously.
Abbess Philomena was beside herself. Her hands planted on her hips, she stood before Sister Isabella, grimacing in anger and freely venting her frustration. It was hardly Isabella's fault that the stone floor of the cloister looked as if a pack of wild boars had run over it.
You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
Isabella attempted a winning smile, but it had no effect on the Abbess. It was a real mess. The entire floor was stained with muddy footprints, and not just the floor, she realised suddenly. She hastily leaned against the stone balustrade to cover the handprints on the previously ivory-white handrail as the Abbess eyed everything with suspicion. She sighed inwardly. How could two craftsmen make such a mess? She summoned up a smile.
I will get some rags, and Don and I will scrub everything down.
The Abbess humphed softly.
Please, after all, what must our guest think of us?
Guiltily, Isabella lowered her eyes. With her mention of the guest, the Abbess had hit a sore spot. The Convento di Nostra Regina della Pace was a Benedictine convent, and they were, after all, known throughout the world for affording a warm welcome to all comers. But this convent rarely saw any guests, not so much because the sisters were poor hosts, but rather because visitors much preferred to visit the more sumptuous abbeys around nearby Pisa, Lucca, and Florence. The Convento di Nostra Regina was pretty, but unadorned. And it was certainly unpretentious. Having a guest in the convent again made a pleasant change. Isabella was very happy about it, but this guest was anything but outgoing and sociable. For a good week, a woman from Milan in her mid-30s had been staying with them, but she had kept to herself for most of the time. The other sisters did not comment on this, but Isabella found it most annoying. In her old convent in Calabria, they had often had guests. Without exception, they had taken part in the life of the convent and asked her lots of questions. The Milanese woman, on the other hand, was conspicuous by her absence. Isabella would have loved to know where she was spending all her time.
And that dog, the Abbess shot through pursed lips.
Isabella raised her head.
What about Caesar?
Philomena reached into her robe and brought out a plastic bag in which was a large bone. It was gnawed to a stump, but in some places Isabella could still see shreds of flesh, and it was soiled all over with earth. The Abbess raised her bushy eyebrows and looked at the nun.
He destroyed the vegetable patch to bury this bone. All the tomatoes are gone.
Isabella stared at the bone guiltily.
I'm sorry about that. I'll make up for the damage, of course.
But then she paused thoughtfully.
Where is Caesar, anyway? I haven't seen him at all since breakfast.
Philomena wrinkled her nose.
Probably in the pantry, gorging himself on communion wafers.
Isabella shook her head.
Caesar would never do that. Well, not since I told him not to.
Caesar's gluttony was indeed a problem, and unfortunately not the only one affecting the giant dog. He had been badly brought up. He simply could not conceive of listening to anyone but Sister Isabella. He had a stubborn mind of his own and just didn't like to be told what to do.
He just needs time to get settled with us. Isabella felt obliged to protect him from the Abbess.
After all, Caesar was the newest member of their community, and he would take some time to get used to it. The stray Saint Bernard had bound...